Chapter 2. Emmy. London, England, 1940. The wedding dress in the display window frothed like uncorked champagne, bubbling toward Emmy Downtree as she stood on the other side of the broken glass. Glittering shards lay sprinkled about the gown's ample skirt, sparkling as if they belonged there. Yellow ribbons streamed from behind the pouty-lipped mannequin, simulating a golden, unaware sun. At Emmy's feet, jagged splinters were strewn on the sidewalk at menacing angles. A hand-lettered Help Wanted sign, still partially taped to a fractured edge, pitched forward onto the frame, and 15-year-old Emmy knelt to pull it gingerly from the glassy ruin. She could hear the owner inside Primrose Bridal talking on the telephone to the police, demanding attention be paid to her. Someone had crashed into her storefront during the night. Julia, Emmy's 7-year-old sister, looked up at her.
"Why don't the Germans like wedding dresses?"
Emmy didn't laugh at her sister's assumption that the Luftwaffe had blown the window to bits. For the past year, they had lived with wailing air raid alarms, drills at school, and mandatory blackout curtains. Several uncomfortable nights had been spent with Mum huddled in the shelter nearest their flat, with a dozen of their neighbors when a raid had seemed imminent. Both girls had carried a gas mask to school the past term. It was not so far off the mark that Julia saw the destroyed window and concluded that what they'd been told for a year could happen at any moment had at last happened. Emmy rose to her feet with a little sign in her hands.
"The Germans didn't do this, Jules. None of the other windows in the street are broken, see? A car probably hopped the sidewalk, hit the gas instead of the brake. Something like that."
Julia's gaze hung on the wreck of the window.
"You sure?"
"Positive. We would have had the sirens, right? It was quiet last night."
In fact, the sirens had not whined for more than a week, and the buzzing hum of the Luftwaffe over their heads hadn't been heard in twice that long. It was as quiet as it had been almost a year ago, when the war was new and undefined.
"No one will want that dress now," Julia said, apparently satisfied that the Nazis didn't hate wedding dresses after all. "It's got glass in it. It can be shaken out. I bet the bride who buys it will never know."
Emmy flicked away a sliver of window glass from the Help Wanted sign and read the smaller words beneath it. "Hand sewing and alterations. 8 to 10 hours a week. Inquire within." She hadn't seen the placard before and wondered how long it had been taped to the window. Surely it had only been within the last few days.